Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. The righteous are led by God to safety. The Lord is his refuge. That is the common way that God works, to preserve his people in adversity, not remove them from it. God does not always take us out of the hard situations. He preserves us in them. He provides protection from the storm while it is raging all around us. The storm of ridicule, persecution, opposition, testing, and trial. Having that as the confidence, the righteous person in this case, it was David, as he was writing the psalm, he breaks out in a plea, a longing for God to move. The score is Lions 14, Christians nothing. Surrounded by people and situations that are contrary to what we hold dear or important, what do we do? Do we get angry? Do we get discouraged? And do we try to find a monastery or a convent to sign up for the duration? There are times when it is good to get away, no question. Jesus did that. After he fed the 5,000, he sent his disciples across the lake. He told the people to all go away. He went up on the mountain to pray. There are times when that is right and proper to do, but Jesus' purpose was not to escape. His purpose was to equip for further work. So what is our right desire for the big goal? What do we long for? If you could make a wish and be sure of getting it, what would it be? David's wish, David's prayer, his longing was that God would make all things right, that God would come and would straighten everything out. The focus here is on the positive, on what it means for the people of God, those blessings that accompany a great work of God. David's longing was for God to restore what had been lost when the Lord brings back the captivity of his people. Was he looking ahead prophetically to the time when the Jewish people would be in captivity? Perhaps. Did he have Holy Spirit given insight to recognize his people's captivity and sin? Perhaps. They both can apply here. David's longing was that what had been lost would be restored. In Israel's rejection of Christ, we see that. The casting away of them has been the reconciling of the world. What shall the receiving of them be? A life from the dead, a desire that God would restore what was lost in the fall, final and full deliverance from our sin-corrupted bodies and tendencies and environments, the restoration of the ability to know and experience God immediately without any hindrance. His longing was for God to give a present cause for joy and happiness. Future joy, future hope is all well and good, but we need joy and happiness now. Drawing closer to God, becoming more holy, becoming more like him, should raise our discomfort level with the world, should increase our distaste for the sights and the sounds and the smells of worldliness. Drawing closer to God should fuel our desire and our longing for present blessing, our longing for joy and happiness experienced to the full. Our drawing closer to God should incite a craving for all things to be right, that we might enjoy true life as God has designed it. The focus here is on the to rather than the from. Bring us home, not simply get us out of here. As we consider the ways of the wicked and how they impact our lives on a daily basis, it should cause us to long for God even more and for him to make things right and to bring us home. Our love and desire for God, may that be the ruling force of our daily life. May that desire for him overpower all other desires and compel us to do our part. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.